me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're preaching tonight on the subject, the Great Shepherd. Shall we pray? Father, tonight I'm glad that I know You. I'm glad that I've been made to feel Your Spirit in this place, Jesus. And I'm glad that we can look to You, the author, the finisher of our faith. And God, we realize that there are people in this place tonight that need a touch from You. And Lord, I pray that You'll let the light of heaven shine on their pathway. My God, we're living in a dark world, and we need the light of the gospel to show us the way. Oh God, tonight we thank You. We praise You for everything You're doing. We're thankful for this one that's came to repentance. And we realize that the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that comes to repentance. And Lord, tonight I pray that You fill him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Those that have been seeking for the precious Spirit of God, tonight let it happen tonight. I ask it in Jesus' great name. And I'll be so careful to praise You for everything You do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much, and you may be seated. The Great Shepherd. The Great Shepherd. The man that's responsible for these beautiful words, who many of us have quoted from the time when we was just a child. This is one of the very first things that we learned back even in the card classes that we used to have. I remember a time when you used to be given a little small card, and on one side there was a Bible verse, and on the other side a picture. But I remember that is probably about the first time I came in contact that I remember with the 23rd Psalm and the story of David, and the stories that have fixed themselves so vividly in my mind. The three Hebrew children, about how David slew the lion, how he slew the bear, and how he killed the giant. All of these have had their effect upon my life in childhood especially. They somehow captivated my imagination. But if we'll look at this 23rd Psalm, and I want to preach from it tonight and preach from St. John 10 and preach there a little while about this great shepherd. Praise God. The great shepherd. David knew about a shepherd and a sheep relationship. He was very well acquainted with it. This man that was after God's own heart was well aware that people needed help from a divine source, even as sheep needed a shepherd. Praise God. Let me get this mic over here. Never could stand in one place and preach very much. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need a shepherd tonight. David knew. He knew that all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone unto our own way, and we cannot make it without a shepherd. Hallelujah. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. David was well aware that there was a Lord. Praise God. That's one of the first things that you have got to come to grips with, my friend. And that is that there is a Lord. Hallelujah. And David's first words in this beautiful psalm was, the Lord is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that cometh to God must believe. What? That He is. And that He is a rewarder of them I was so moved by this young man's testimony. He's young. I'm calling him young. He's probably even in his 30s. But by this man's testimony tonight, how that they were talking about God and how that there was some condemning words that were being cast upon the mercy and the judgment and the justice of God, and how that he began to defend the God that he has repented to. Praise God. He realized that in his life he had to have a shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you worship the Lord tonight? Praise God. Praise God. The 23rd Psalm is both a confession of weakness and it's a declaration of trust in a God that cares for his people. Praise God. I'll say it's a confession of weakness. We are weak. Praise God. We've got to have a shepherd. David in another place, Psalms 39 verse 4, said, "Make me to know mine end, that I may know how frail I am." Oh, my friend, tonight, we cannot make it without the Lord. Hallelujah. We've got to have a shepherd. Praise God. You let a flock of sheep go without having a shepherd, and they will wander into dangerous paths, and they'll wander into places that could actually be detrimental to their own life. They have to have a shepherd. So it is with the church. A group of people have got to have an under-shepherd that God has placed over the church so that he can feed them, so that he can direct them, so that he can teach them. Oh, yes, feed the flock of God over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Praise God. We need a shepherd. We need a shepherd. Praise God. Praise God. You know, our troubles just start when we turn to our own way. Sometimes we feel like we've got it all figured out. We figure we can go from A to Z without any help. Because we're living in an educated age. We're living in an age where where knowledge has increased. And where a lot of times we are so independent, it's pathetic. We just remove ourselves into our own little world, and we evolve around that little world. And we don't want anyone coming near us because we have our own little guidelines that we live by. But oh, my friend, until we open the floodgate and let the love of God come into our life and cleanse us and help us, oh, my friend, we don't know what life is all about. We've got to have a shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise God. He leads me into places of safety. He leads me into green pastures. He leads me beside still waters because he loves me. Amen. That's why he does it, because he loves me. Oh, yes, he leads me into paths of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. We are the people of the name. We are the people that bear his name. Hallelujah. And for his name's sake, his name is on the line, my friend. And he leads us in the right way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know, without a shepherd sometimes, you can have sheep that will lead the other sheep astray. And it can become detrimental even to their life. But with a shepherd that says it's time to move on from here. It's time to go on to greener pastures. It's time to go down and refresh ourselves. It's time to remove ourselves from what we've been doing and do something differently. Oh, my friend, it makes a lot of difference. Amen. Amen. Let's turn tonight to St. John 10, verse 11, and read there. It said, the chief shepherd is Jesus. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus came with one divine purpose in mind, and that was to seek and to save that which was lost. Yes, he did. Oh, he said, no man takes my life from
from me. He laid it down willingly, my friend. He did give his life for the sheep. Hallelujah. Praise God. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. We all know the parable of the 99 that was safe in the fold, and how the shepherd went out through the night and searched for the one lost sheep. He loves his sheep. He's willing to lay his life on the line. Hallelujah. Because of the sheepfold. Praise God. Praise God. Verse 14 said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. How do you suppose he knows his sheep? Because there is an acquaintance there. There is a personal acquaintance involved. Every one of them he knows by name. My friend, he knows where you're living. He knows where you're working. He knows what you're going through. Oh, yes, he does, Brother Castile. He knows what kind of day you put in at the job. Hallelujah. He loves his sheep. Praise God. He said, I know my sheep. I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. I'm known of mine. There's a difference to know about somebody and know somebody. Somebody said, do you know so-and-so? I'll say, I know of them. They say, do you know President Carter? I don't know President Carter. I know about him. I've seen pictures of him. I never shook his hand. Even if I shook his hand, that wouldn't mean I knew him. To know somebody, there has to be a personal relationship there. It has to be a matter where they know you and you know them. You're on a first name basis, so to speak. Oh, yes, and Jesus said, I know my sheep. And I am known of mine. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a vast difference in knowing the Lord and knowing about the Lord. Oh, to know Him tonight. Yes, to know Him through the fellowship of His suffering and through the power of His resurrection. Hallelujah. Yes, we need to know Him. We need to know Him. Hallelujah. Can you worship the Lord again? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes sheep have an urge to roam. Sometimes it's dangerous for them and for those that are around them. Because, believe it or not, in a flock of sheep, now I'm trying very hard tonight to paint you a picture of the parallel between sheep and the saints of the Most High God, the Church of the Living God. Sometimes it's dangerous to the rest of the flock if you have a renegade sheep. Praise God. It's dangerous because the first thing you know, they're off running off in the clover somewhere and going near a cliff, or going too near swift water or something, and it's detrimental to not only the sheep and the rest of the flock, but it's detrimental. It takes extra time for the shepherd. Amen. Amen. The shepherd that loves this type of a sheep, one that has the urge to roam, will do a merciful thing. He will take a club or some blunt instrument, and he will break his leg. Amen. Now, Harlan will take a gun and shoot him in the head because it's no value to him and it's no gain or no loss. In fact, he's getting rid of one of the problems because that wild sheep is costing him extra time and effort. But a shepherd with the right relationship to his sheep, know every one of them by name, and loves every one of them regardless of their nature. You have a sheep that has the urge to roam. He causes trouble. That shepherd, out of love, will break his back leg. Then he'll bind that leg up, put a splint around it, wrap it ever so carefully. He'll put it around his neck. He'll have an extra burden to carry. He'll have an extra load to bear. But he doesn't care because he loves that sheep. Yes, he does. extra time and effort when it comes feeding time. Brother Heron, he has to get down low. And all the time while he's trying to nurse that sheep back to health, he is restoring broken lines of communication. He's calling his name over and over again. And he's telling him, you know, I love you, and I just want you to straighten up. And you know, you're a lot of extra trouble to have to feed like this, but I really don't care. Firm, but loving tones go into that sheep's ear. As he nurses him back to health, he restores broken communication. He doesn't mind the extra work, the extra watering, the extra feeding. He has to nurse him back to health. But over a period of time, he has a captive audience. The sheep can't go anywhere because he's in a broken condition. He has to listen to the voice of the shepherd. And let me tell you something, my friend. Such a parallel tonight with those of us sometimes that cannot hear the voice of God until we are in a broken condition. Sometimes we have to take a trip to a hospital bed before we can hear the voice of God, before we can hear Him talk to us. We don't get still long enough to hear from God. But I pray tonight, brother, if it is God, if God has to somehow take me into that place where I have to be broken, I don't want to miss out with God. I don't want to bring a shame and reproach upon His dear name. Oh, God, you know what's best for me. You see in me my nature. And God, if I'm going to bring reproach, if I'm going to walk away on you, somehow break me, Lord, if you must. But I cannot be lost. I cannot go to hell. I cannot miss heaven. Oh, God, break me. Whatever it takes, Lord, I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. Praise God. That brokenness must come sometimes. It's got to come. Praise God. The only way He can get our attention sometimes is to slow us down. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to direct your attention to verse 7 in this same chapter. Jesus said in verse 7, "Verily," then said Jesus unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheep." Now, I've read that many times until not too long ago. When I was studying on this chapter, the Lord showed me something. And I got to studying other material about it. And I ran across an account where it said an Eastern traveler inquired over in the Holy Lands about a sheepfold. And he noticed that the fence around that sheepfold was very fortified, the high gates, to keep out the beasts of the night and the thieves. But he noticed also something that caused him to wonder. And that was a great open gate. It was just an opening. There was no door there at all. And he asked the person that was keeping that gate. He said, "Why is there no door?" He said, "The rest of it looks very secure. But I want to know why there is no door here at the entering of the sheepfold." And that shepherd that was guarding the gate, he responded in this manner. He had a coat or a cloak, or actually it was a night pack that he had on his back. Now borrow your sweater, please. He took that off of his back. Laid it on the ground, and he stretched himself over that opening. And as he lay there, he responded in a manner that traveler would never forget. He said, "I am the door. I am the door." Looking up into the night, he was laying his life on the line. And the part that was made came home so vividly to me. The church, a type, thank you, of the sheepfold. Jesus Christ being the door. A wayward sheep that has the urge to roam. If you go in through the door, you must come out over him that is the door. Yes, you do. And let me tell you something. This pulpit is sacred. Nobody can get to that, to this sheepfold, except they come through the under shepherd. Brother Rutledge guards this pulpit. He is the door at this sheepfold. But Jesus Christ, in a more beautiful way, is the door. No, thieves can't break through and steal. They have to go over him. They cannot get to you, my friend. It is a place of safety because he is the door. Oh, yes, he is. And one thing about it, my friend, there's only one door. There's only one door. The doorway that leads in is the same doorway that leads out. And if you go in through him, you must go out over the top of him. You must trample the Lord Jesus Christ under your feet, crucify the Lord of flesh, and put him to an open shame. Oh, my friend, tonight, he said, I am the door. Praise God. The Lord wants to be your shepherd tonight. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He wants to take care of every problem of life, no matter what it is. Everybody stand, please. Glory.
I'm the door.
I am the door to the sheepfold. He stands tonight with outstretched arms. He wants you to enter into the sheepfold. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. I feel God moving in a special way in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. He knows every one of us by name. I said he knows every one of us by name. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. He died for you and I. Is it asking too much for us to live for him? Praise God. Praise God. Isaiah said he'll give you beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. A burned out life. A life that's in shambles. A life that's been wrecked. A character that's been tarnished. Ashes left over. Seemingly worthless. But if you'll just bring it to Jesus, lay it at his feet, he'll trade you beauty for the ashes of your life. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful tonight? I was so moved Sunday morning. The sister said, I've accepted the Lord. She told me also, Brother Rutledge, I want him to accept me. There's others that seek in the Holy Ghost. I wonder tonight if those of you that have made a commitment to God, will you step out? Come to him again tonight. The Lord wants to take control of every situation in your life. Come on. God bless you. Come on. Come, I want to say something. God bless her tonight. God bless her tonight. Praise the name of the living God. Two Holy Ghost filled ladies come and kneel by her side. Come right now. Come on.